Thank you for calling the Roundup Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hello, Emmanuel. How are you today?
Well, thank you. Were you looking to
Good.
see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes.
Sure. Happy to help out any way I can here. And just to confirm, you haven't started a claim with any other firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let me click that there. And then, was it you or a family member that was diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Myself.
I'm very sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype?
My B cell.
B cell? Okay. Let me click that one here. And then, is that the only diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's that you've had?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. And then, what is the date roughly around when you were diagnosed? Do you recall?
One sec.
Sure.
February of 23.
Okay, so February of 23. Let me put that there. And now, did you mostly use the product for at home or at work or both?
At home. At
Sure.
home.
Now, while you were using it at home, did anyone else come in contact with the product and ended up getting sick? Any family, friends, neighbors, or just yourself?
No, I live alone.
Okay, gotcha. And then, what is the address?
7758 Wingate. I'll spell that for you. Wingate Street. City name TUJUNGA.
Okay.
California 91042.
And that's where you had the most exposure to it and where you currently live as well?
Yes.
Okay. We're also in California, by the way, but we're in Orange County. I'm not sure where. Are you up,
I'm
are
in
you up
LA.
north? Oh, LA County. Okay.
In LA.
Oh, so not too far from us.
Right up by the Rose Bowl.
Oh, yeah. I know where that is. Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I'm 55.
Okay, so you were between the ages of 18 and 79 then, right?
Like, yeah, and these are quite a range.
And then about how many years did you use the product?
Maybe 6 years.
6 years? Okay.
Yeah.
So definitely over 10 days and then at least 1 year before you were diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Sure. And then are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
Okay, and then I'm going to list several different ailments that you may or may not have. I'll put no unless you stop me and say that you have been diagnosed or currently have one of these. There's hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV/AIDS, autoimmune disease, diabetes mellitus, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, Epstein-Barr, other cancers requiring chemotherapy. No to those?
None.
Okay, and then are you an organ transplant or no?
No.
Do you have family history of cancer or no?
No.
Okay. And then let me put this here. I have actually it didn't populate. Will you go ahead and spell out your name, please?
V as in Victor, ED, EN as in Nancy, OFF as in Frank.
Okay. And do you have a middle name?
Timothy.
Timothy, okay. Timothy.
Correct.
And then your last name?
I just spelled it for you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I meant, so what is your first name then?
Michael.
Michael, okay. So that's Michael.
Correct.
Okay. So Michael Timothy, and then again, last name is V as in Victory. EN, I'm sorry,
No.
VEDENOFF.
Correct.
Fed enough. Okay, cool. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Male.
And then, are you currently married or unmarried? I know you said you live alone, but okay. Not married.
Not married.
Thank you for confirming that. And then, when did you make the first connection that the Roundup got you sick? Was it something that you found online?
Skin irritation. I was sneezing, coughing, and eye irritation. I had, and then, like,
Well, I'm referring to,
skin
did a medical
inflammation.
professional tell you after you were diagnosed that you probably got it because of the Roundup, or did you see something online, on TV, read about it?
I kind of got figured out after the biopsy.
Okay. And then around, so that would have been around the time that you were diagnosed back in 23.
Correct.
Okay. So let me put that here. And then this next section asks for your height and weight.
6'1", 2 1/4.
225. Okay. And then this is your cell 747-285-2485.
Yes, but it's gonna ch that number's gonna change probably next week.
Okay.
I got a new phone and new phone carrier starting up next week, hopefully.
Okay. Let us know once you know the new number
Of
so we can
course,
update
of
the file.
course.
And then what would be the best email address for you?
MTV as in Victor, EDEN at Yahoo.
And you said M as in
Like
Michael.
Michael Timothy.
Right, T as in Timothy, and then
And then,
VEDEN. Okay.
correct.
And about how many times a month or a year did you use the product?
Every 3 months for like, I guess going on 6 years.
So every 3 months, just once every 3 months?
Yes.
Okay. So about 4 times a year, and then times 6 years, so about 24 times. Okay. And then you already confirmed that you sprayed it for at least 1 year before you were diagnosed, so we'll.
I applied it by spraying it.
And I imagine you would have stopped after you were diagnosed, is that right? You stopped in
Yeah,
23?
I
Okay.
haven't done it. I have not used it, bought it since.
Okay. So you would have started sometime in 2019. That would be 4 years. So let me click that.
I started in say 2015.
2015. Okay. Well, that would be closer to 8 years then. So let me change it to 8 years.
Well, I stopped using it in 21.
Oh, I'm sorry, you stopped using it 21. Okay, so let me.
Not the
You
current year.
were diagnosed in 2023, but you stopped using it in 21, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let me click that there. Put 21 here. And then. You said you normally sprayed it. Did you get the concentrate and mix it yourself, or did you get the premix with the container?
It was in the container. It was a premix.
And approximately how big is your yard?
I don't know, half an acre.
It's a big yard. Let me click back there. And then, so you used it in the state of California. And then when you sprayed it, did you normally use any protective gear or not really?
I didn't think it was necessary. I was just a bottle and a hand pump.
Sure, not a problem. Yeah, I can see why you think that. I do the same, actually. I still spray it, and I know how bad it is, but it works very well.
It does.
So let me
I had a pretty yard for a while.
Let me put that there, and then it was you directly spraying, correct? So I'll click those, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then are you on well or city water?
City.
Okay. And then have you ever been exposed to other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange, or not really?
No.
Oh, okay.
They still use Agent Orange?
I'm sorry?
Do they still use Agent Orange anywhere?
No, but sometimes we'll talk to people that served in the Vietnam War, and they were deployed,
yeah, okay.
And they were exposed to it.
Right.
And when you got the product, did you normally go to like a bigger store like Home Depot? Or was it like
at the Home Depot. Yeah, but at the Home Depot local to me.
Okay. And then I know it's been a little bit since you've used the product last, but did you keep any receipts or any containers?
No, it's been too long. I don't have any of the containers for that.
Sure. Not a problem. Most people don't. Just
I didn't ask. Yeah, I didn't really think it would be necessary.
Correct. Gotcha. And then have you ever been a smoker?
Years ago when I was much younger.
Sure. And about how many years would you say you smoked, if you had to take a guess?
For 3 years.
3 years? Okay. And then are you currently employed, self-employed, or
no.
On a fixed income?
On a fixed income of nothing right now. I'm looking for work.
Gotcha. Would you say that you lost time from work because of the treatments related to your condition?
Oh, definitely.
About how long would you say you lost?
6-8 months. I mean, directly due to this, yeah.
Okay.
And going in for treatment.
And then have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for disability or workers' comp?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets and such, have you guys ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then what is the hospital or medical facility that diagnosed you, so I can look up the address?
That one, the Inlow Medical Center. In Chico.
All right, got it. I see it here. Perfect. Let me put that in there. And then do you recall your doctor's name?
John Herney.
H-E-R-N-Y?
Herney, K-H-O-U-R-Y, Curry.
I'm sorry, so K-O-U-H.
K-H-O-U-R-Y.
Oh, okay. I see K-H-O-U-R-Y. Yes, perfect.
Yes.
I'm going to put them there. And then 1 second, let me plug in the phone and the address here. Okay, and let me put that this has impacted you mentally, physically, and financially, right?
Correct.
And then either can you hear me? Hello?
I hear you.
I accidentally disconnected the mic. I'm sorry about that. I stepped on the cord while I was moving my chair. Would you say that either yourself or the doctor of the facility would have your medical records, right?
Yes, they would.
Okay. And then do you recall the kind of treatments that you got? Was it stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation?
Chemo and radio.
And approximately when did they start the treatments for you?
approximately like March 23.
Okay. Let me put that there. And then you already gave me your address, so let me put it in this field as well. And we're just about done. Two more sections here. This one is stating that we normally request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we can't get a hold of you. Do you want to put in an emergency contact or not really?
And put it, I guess, if she's still my girlfriend, yeah, we'll put down, wow, 818-424-3215.
Okay.
Andrea Dempsey.
Alrighty. And that's A-N-D-R-E-A and then D-E-M-P-S-U-Y.
Correct. D-E-M-P-S-U-Y.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then the last portion is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section to allow the firm to retrieve your records. What is your date of birth?
Yeah. 6/19/68.
Oh, no way. I'm a June 11, so a few days before, like over a week.
I had my second or third girlfriend, Taiwanese girlfriend, was June 11.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So you were both Geminis then?
Yeah. And I had an in-law or family in-laws who had a same birthday as me.
That's cool. Yeah.
Only person I've ever met with the same birthday.
June birthdays are the best, I feel like. But I'm
right.
Obviously
right
biased.
In the middle of the year, your presents are. You come every 6 months.
Exactly. So I have that. And then just the last four of the social for the HIPAA.
8716.
Okay. I'm going to send you an automated text message through DocuSign right now. It's going to come via text. Go ahead.
Text doesn't work too well on this phone. If you have another way, that's great.
It's also going via email.
Okay. Email works great.
Okay. So you'll get it both ways here, and it's spinning, and it just shows that it's sent on my end. If you can confirm that you got it via email.
I'll see. Let's see. Inbox. Emmanuel.
Yep, that's me.
Got it right here.
And now I can't see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and I'll do my best to
review
guide you.
Document, and please sign. All right, review. That's from Mass Tort Strategies. Yes. DocuSign coming up. Oh, continue. Sign here. Adopt and sign. Going through and clicking on all the little yellow boxes.
And then you'll know we did it correctly once it lets you tap a yellow finish button. If you get to a finish button and you tap it and nothing happens, then it means we might have missed a click somewhere else.
Yeah. I clicked finish and now start sending and signing today, DocuSign.
Okay. Nope. You're all set. You don't need to create an account through them. You are all set.
Good.
The firm should call you in no later than 2 weeks, from 1 to 2 weeks, depending on how backed up they are. They're going to introduce themselves, double check the work, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that, then tidy you up in their system. But other than that, you're all set. And in that same email, you should have a copy of the completed document for your records in case you need it for anything. Alrighty?
For whatever purposes, yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm glad I got a copy.
Yep. You're
Always nice
all
to have a copy of you.
set for now, Michael. Thank you. Be well.
Thank you. You
Bye.
have a good day, Emmanuel.
You as well. Bye.
Bye.